Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 7. And the Bible says, there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not. Ain't you glad for that? Neither was their place found any more in heaven. Amen. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. But now watch this. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. I want to preach on this thought for just a few minutes tonight, if God will be my help, on it's under the blood. It's under the blood. Now the Bible tells us here as of a deceiver, of one that's full of deception, and his name is Satan. His name is the devil, that old serpent. And I've told you a while back, we need to be careful, because if we ain't careful, instead of packing the blame off on the devil and that old serpent and Satan where it belongs, if we ain't careful, we'll start packing the blame off on even those around us that we love. But the old devil comes along and he's full of deception. He's a great deceiver. And if we'll let him, he'll deceive even the very elect. Those that are rooted and grounded in Word think they got the goods. If we're careful, the devil will come along with a pack of lies and he'll deceive us and he'll draw us away and he'll get us discouraged. But I'm glad tonight that we serve an encouraging God. If there's any discouragement comes your way in this life which you're living today, praise God, realize that that's not of God. That's of the devil in this old world we live in. Praise God, I'm glad we serve a God that has encouragement in His wings. He has power to minister to me and you. There's no deception in Him. What He says He means, and He means what He says. I'm glad I serve a God that's that way tonight. But the devil comes along, and the Bible says here that he's full of deception. He's deceiving the whole world, if it would. Amen. I won't say, I'm glad I'm not deceived tonight. I'm glad I know the truth. And the truth is making us free. I pray God, as the world's being deceived tonight, all around us deception is rampant, but I'm glad that they, praise God, even while it's a moving to and fro, He's a God that's a leading and guiding His people in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. And we just keep looking up. Brother Jeff, keep lifting His name up. Keep praising God as we go. As the sister said, just keep pressing on. Keep marching on for the good cause of Christ. And when the deceiver comes along, glory to God, we ought to just march on by Him. Pray God with our head in the air looking for a Savior and say, praise God, I'm a child of King. Amen. But deception's everywhere. Praise God. And the devil, the Bible says, that he knows his time is short. He don't have a whole lot of time. So what he does, he starts packing his lies off on me and you. And the devil begins to accuse. He begins to make accusations. I got to thinking about this sitting there in the study the other morning and how he accuses the brother. The Bible said he's an accuser of our brethren. Amen? Of our brethren. Those that born again, praise God. Those that know the Lord Jesus Christ, and He comes along and He accuses them all the time. Devil, he'd come to me every now and then and tries to get me to thinking I'm deserving of hell. Amen. Said, you don't deserve to be saved. You don't deserve to be a child of God. You don't deserve to have the touch of God on you. You don't deserve to have the love of God. Why don't you just die and go on to hell? Amen. You say, preacher, the devil could never do that to you. You're the preacher. Praise God, that's why he rides me like a racehorse. But praise God, I don't give him no saddle. Glory be to God. I know who my Redeemer is. I know he's alive today. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father on high. And praise God, I'm getting there, and I'm getting there through the blood. Amen. Amen. No matter how much the devil tries to ride on me, praise God, I just claim the blood. Amen. Amen. I can look in between two. Brother Rex, I can look in between Beak and Bill. I said, you know what, Dale? You're right. I do deserve hell. I should have been in hell with my back broke. I should have been there in the regions of the damned, screaming, begging like that old rich man for one drop of water. But praise be to God, because of the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm going home through the blood of the Lamb. Amen. I deserve hell. You deserve hell. But great praise be to God, the great God of glory. We don't have to go to hell, praise the Lord, because we're coming through the blood.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Get the old devil to follow us, praise God. He follows through the blood, he'd be a saved devil.
Amen.
Amen. But he tries to tell you, he ever tried to tell you deserve hell? Huh? He ever tried to tell you, why don't you just give up? Why don't you just quit? You know what? Did you ever try to tell you, won't you just go back to what you used to be? Who do you think you are? See, you think you're the only one he ever does that to. But I'm saying, if you're a child of God, praise God, he's an accuser, deceiver, he's an accuser, and he does it all the time. That's why we need to pray for each other. Lifting up the name of Jesus, praise God. Because if we're going through, praise God, we're going through all the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. And when the devil comes along and say, you deserve hell. Praise God, I can look in between Beak and Cell and say, yeah, devil, you're right, I do deserve hell. Deserve to be there in my Bible. Praise God, I'm glad that Jesus saved me by His marvelous grace. When justice called, praise God, mercy answered.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Said, guilty, guilty, guilty is he. Amen. But praise God through mercy. Jesus pardoned my sins. When the world didn't want me, when nobody wanted me, praise God, when I was an auction block of sin, Lord be God, Jesus came by where I was, and when they said, hey, listen, going worth, going twice, going to be cast into hell, not worth nothing, not fit for nothing, praise God, and I was on the auction block, getting ready to dive off into hell, praise God, praise the Lord, Jesus come by, said, I'll take him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Death said, have you got the payment? Death said, can you make a payment? Can you afford him? Amen. And Jesus said, hey, I'll pay for him in my blood. Amen. He stamped on my bill, my document of guilt, praise God. He stamped it with the blood of Lord Jesus Christ there at that auction block, paid in full. Glory, hallelujah. Whoa, glory. Bless His holy name. I've been bought and paid for. The devil said, you deserve it. I said, yeah, I do. But I've been bought in the blood. Paid the price.
Amen.
Amen. Praise Amen. God, I'm bought by the blood. The devil said, you're guilty. You're deserving of hell. I said, yes, I am. But I've been bought with a great price. My Savior bought me. Praise God. He put my name on the Lamb. Wrote it in the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. Amen. Took me from the hands of the deceiver. Amen. Put me in the hands of the glorious God of heaven. Praise the Lord. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying I switched hands. Amen. I'm in the good hands of the Lord now.
Amen.
I used to be in those deceptive hands of the devil and treachery. But praise God, when Jesus bought me, praise God. Brother Rex already said, He put me in the Father's hand. Glory to God. He covered me with that precious blood of Jesus. And I'm in the safest place I could ever be.
Amen.
I've been signed, sealed, and secured. Amen. I'm waiting to be delivered. Amen. Praise God. I've been signed, you hear? I've been signed, sealed, and secured. I have blessed assurance in Christ Jesus. Why? Because of that blood. Because my old sinful self is under the blood. Praise God, Lord Jesus Christ. He said, you deserve hell. He said, you know what? He said, you ain't no good. I said, well, I do the best I can. I try to be good. Amen? Amen, don't you? But the devil, that deceiver, you know what he says? He said, you're not good enough. Well, who do you think you are? You're not good enough. You'll never be good enough. If no devil ever come along, come to you and say, you're not good enough. You'll never be good enough. You're no better than I am. You're wicked and vile as the devil himself. Wicked and vile as I am. I can look in between beak and bill. I can say, devil, you're right. Amen. Devil, you're right. I'm wicked and vile within myself. I can never be good enough. But thanks be to God, Jesus paid the price anyway. He bought me and paid for me with His blood. Amen. Amen. I couldn't be good enough. I couldn't look good enough. I couldn't act. I know I couldn't look good enough. I couldn't act good enough. I couldn't behave good enough. But praise God, Jesus seen me on that auction block and He said, you know what? I can work with that. Amen. He said, I can take that old filthy, vile thing that nobody wants, that the world wants to throw away, that the devil wants to cast into hell. I'll take it. I'll buy it unto myself. I'll mold it and make it. And one day I'll present it to the Father. It's by the blood. Amen. Amen. It's by the blood of Jesus Christ, praise God, that we'll make it in. Amen. Not of works that I have done. Amen. Mine righteousness, devil, is his filthy rags. Best that I can be. It's just like old rags that was used to bind the wounds of lepers. Had to be discarded, carried off and thrown away, incinerated. But thanks be to God. Amen. I'm serving a risen Savior. I've been bought with the blood. He paid the price and He purchased me off the auction block. And He's given me a foundation, praise God. And He's making, glory be to God, He's making a way. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hey, listen, we may be few. But I believe God's a working on us. He's a molding and a making us, praise God, in the likeness, image Himself. One day in a little while, young and giant, there's going to be a group out of Stony Fork Baptist Church and He's going to present to Himself and they don't have no spot or blemish or any such thing, praise God. He's going to say, Father, I want You to look. Well, come out of that little backward church up there on the mountain, praise God, I want You to look. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Bless His whole name for what He's done. Amen. Old devil, he comes along, he said, well, that old debilitating stuff in your life, you ain't fit for nothing. Amen. I can see that in my own life, can't you? Old debilitating factors. Look at the scars in your life. Have you got any scars tonight? Huh? You got any battle scars? You got any wounds tonight that need to be healed? Pray God will say, He said, look at you. You're beat and battered. You're bruised and torn. Look at you. Who do you think you are? Amen. But praise God, I'm glad. I'm glad I can look in between beak and bill and say, I may be beat up. I may be battle scarred. I may be wounded and hurt. But praise God, I'm a child of the King. Amen. Amen. I've been bought. I've been paid for by the blood. Amen. Praise God. All my wounds and my scars have gone under the blood. Amen. I may look pretty rough now, but praise God, I'll be looking better on the other side. Amen. Glory be to God when I come through the blood. Praise God. Amen. Hey, you see me now. You didn't see me what I used to be. Amen. You didn't know that old Jeff Massey, praise God. He said, well, preacher, you wasn't that bad. Yeah, but I wasn't that good. Amen. I got scars. I got some deep scars in my body. I got some deep scars in my Christian life. I got some deep disappointment in my heart. Amen. Debilitating. The devil said, them old debilitating scars. So how are you going to get past that? How are you going to get past this, boy? So I'm getting that past it through the blood of the Lamb. Praise God. Through the blood, through the blood. Praise God, through the blood. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's nothing like the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing like the precious blood of the Lamb. Glory be to God, those scars. Amen. Praise God. He said, but what about that debilitating sickness? He said, boy, don't you know how sick you are? I said, yeah, devil, I know how sick I am. I'm full of sin sickness. Sickness was dragging me down. Sickness was taking me down lower than a snail's belly. Amen. It'd get hold of you and it'll pull you down. It'll make you sicker and sicker and sicker and more disgusted, more disgusting every day of your life. But he said, how are you going to overcome that sin sickness? How are you going to overcome that debilitating sickness that you have? I say, devil, I'm going to overcome my sickness through the blood. Amen. It's that precious healing blood. The Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that'll heal my sin sickness. Amen. Amen. I'm sick in sin. Mm-hmm. Praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ came. He saved me by His marvelous grace. Put my feet upon it. Covered me by the blood. Amen. And now I'm sick of sin.
Amen.
Amen. Used to be sick in sin. Praise God, now we're sick of sin. Amen. Praise God, and one day, in a little while, I'm going to be absent from the presence of sin. Amen. Glory be to God. Say, devil, I've got an appointment with the Savior. Praise God, I've been cleansed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The sin sickness is gone. I've been made well. Amen. Praise the Lord, I'm a running good. He said, preacher, you don't have no sickness. My body's shot. If I knowed I was going to live this long, I took better care of myself. But praise be to God, I'm glad sin sickness is gone. Amen. I'm perfectly well, praise God. I'm satisfied in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sin sick no more. Amen. We're living today in a world where sin sickness is everywhere. Amen. We're living in an upside down world. We got alcoholics and drug addictions and people hooked on pornography, and they're saying, well, you know, they've got a disease. An old drunk out there laying in the gutter. I said, oh, bless his heart. He's got a disease. An old drug addict. A drug addict in his affliction, in his drug abuse. I said, oh, he's got a disease. You know what their disease is? Sin sickness. Amen. It's sin sickness. And the devil says, you have a debilitating sickness. They have a debilitating sickness. You say, how will they ever recover? Through the blood of the Lamb, praise God. Through the blood, praise God. It'll cleanse their sin sickness. Amen. I want to tell you this tonight. It don't matter how much rehabilitation you have. You can go through every prison in Buncombe County, every prison in North America, and you'll come out on the other side just as wicked as a devil, praise God, till God Almighty cleanses you of your sin sickness. It's sin that causes you. It's sin sickness that causes you to commit sin. Amen. But praise God, you come out on the other side. Amen. Having the blood applied. You can come out clean, praise God. Debilitating sickness to be washed away. The devil says, what about that debilitating sin sickness? Goes along with those scars you got, boy. I said, praise God, they've been covered by the blood. Amen. Glory, because I'm not sin sick no more. Amen. I've been made whole. I've been cleansed. Praise God. I've been made ever whit whole in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I may go out of here, this old body to get feebler and feebler, and it will. That's just the nature of the thing. You get older and older and more feeble, and you die. Amen. Like you say, preacher, that's not very positive. Praise God. It's a promotion. Amen. Glory be to God. Just look for a day of promotion. It's just right up ahead. Amen. At the end of the scar, debilitating scar, and the debilitating sin sick, which gone. Praise the Lord. Say, devil, it's under the blood. It's because of the blood. Praise God, we get through that stuff. Amen. He said, yeah, but you may get rid of those scars. You may get rid of that sin sickness. But what about that debilitating sadness? Sadness is something that goes with us a long time. Sadness is something that's hard to get past. Sadness is something that gets caught up in our memory, praise God, and it won't let us forget. Amen. But the devil say, yeah, you may get past those scars. You may get past that sin sickness. But he said, what about that sadness? He said, that's so debilitating, you won't ever get over that, boy. Amen. But praise God, I can say, devil, praise God, all that old sadness, all that old bitterness, all that old grief and anguish of soul, praise God, I will tell you that, praise God, it's under the blood. Amen. Amen. Praise God. It's under the blood. It's under the blood. Praise God. All that stuff is past. Behold, praise the Lord. One day in a little while, I'll see my Savior.
Amen.
Amen. All sadness, praise God, will be gone. And it'll be rejoicing forever.
Yeah. Amen.
You say, well, Pastor, how do you know that's real? How do you know one day that all this is going to be gone? And we'll be just rejoicing, praising God forever. Amen. Because God told me. Amen. In the volume of the book, it's written. Praise the Lord. And besides that, I'm starting to experience now. Amen. I'm starting to rejoice in my soul. Praise God. The sadness of my old life is gone. It's fleeting. It's behind me. Praise God. And all I can see ahead is joy in the Lord. Amen. How do you get there? Through the blood. Amen. Through the blood of the precious Lamb of God. Just pleading the blood. Say, it's the blood. It's the blood. It's the blood of Jesus. Takes away the sadness. Amen. The old devil, he said, debilitating sadness. I think it's holding a lot of us back. Amen. He keeps reminding us where we used to be. How we used to be. What we used to have. Where we used to go. The things that we used to think upon. Amen. That sadness comes upon us and it holds us back. But praise God, just get to pleading the blood. Say, devil, praise God, you may have that off me. You may be an accuser, you may be a deceiver, but praise God, I've got the blood. I'm trusting in the blood, praise God. It'll overcome the sadness. Just get to praise in the name of Jesus. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blood you shed for me. That you bought me, you paid for me, you bought me off that old auction block of sin. Praise God, I was scarred. Amen. I wasn't fit for nothing. But praise God, Jesus came where I was. He said, I'll take that old scarred up thing. That old beat up thing. I'll take it. Praise God. The sadness of my plight is gone. Amen. I don't remember. Praise God. I can remember it, but I choose to forget that. Amen. That's not a part of my life no more. What are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying, I don't worry about hell no more. Amen. Praise God. The only thing that bothers me about hell is other people going there. Amen. Praise God. The scars are gone. The sickness is gone. The sadness is gone. Amen. Debilitating sickness that we had. How did it go? Because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because it's all under the blood.
Amen.
Amen. Under the blood of Christ Jesus, our Savior. The psalmist said in Psalm 38, 22, he said, make haste to help me, O Lord, of my salvation. Amen. Praise God. One day when I couldn't get to Him, praise God, He came to where I was.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be. He said, oh, make haste, O Lord. O Lord of my salvation. Come to where I am and help me.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, the devil don't like that. I said, He came to where I was and He helped me. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Came to where I was. The devil said, I don't like that. So He comes to where I am, tries to deceive me and tries to discourage me. But praise God, when Jesus come to where I was, He come to get me. Amen.
Amen.
He come to help me. He come to lift me up. He come to encourage me, praise God. Bless His holy name. Amen. In Psalms 146 and 1, He said He's a very present help in the time of trouble. Amen. He was that help that I needed. Praise God. He is that help. Look at Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9. Let me just give you just a couple of thoughts here and we'll go to the house. Amen. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11. The Bible says, but Christ being come and high priest of good things to come. Amen. He didn't say He was a high priest of discouragement. Huh? But He said He's a high priest of good things to come. Praise the Lord. No bad thing. There's no bad things in Him. Praise the Lord. By a greater and more perfect tabernacle. Not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building. Amen. You might say it's from another world. Amen. It's something that man couldn't make with hands. But Jesus made it for us. Praise God. It's not of this building. He said, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood. He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. When we needed help, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11. When we needed help, Jesus came to where we was. Amen. When we need help, God sent a great high priest who became a high priest of hope. Amen. And he came to deliver. He said, when the blood of goats and the blood of calves wouldn't work, he said, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Amen. Jesus came and he attained to that eternal redemption. He bought us, paid the price one time. Amen. And praise God, those that receive Him now become His. Amen. Praise God, we're His. If you're a child of God, you're the Lord's today. You've been bought, praise God, by the blood. You're under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You belong to Him. You've been purchased by the price, and the price was the blood. Amen. Praise the Lord. It breaks my heart all the time. I hear these radio preachers and they're disallowing the blood. One preacher on there the other day, and he said, yeah, I said, when they spilled Jesus' blood. I said, well, you crazy thing. If they spilled His blood, it would have been an accident. Amen. They never spilled the blood of Jesus, praise God. Jesus shed His blood on the cross of Calvary. He let it pour out of Him on purpose. Amen. It's the blood, it's the blood, it's the blood of the Lamb of God that saves old sinners. Praise God. Bless His holy name. He said, obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled in the unclean, sanctifying it to the purifying of the flesh. He said, if that could cleanse and push back those sins for another season. He said, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself. Now this is what He did for us. Glory to God. This ought to be able to contain ourselves. Amen. Offered Himself without spot. He that knew no sin became sin. He allowed Himself to take upon Himself sin. He became sin without spot to God. Purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said it was the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. He came in through the eternal Spirit. Amen. That He would purge our conscience. Give us a clear conscience in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that's been applied. Praise God. It's through the blood that we're saved. Amen. It's through the blood that we have help in Christ Jesus our Savior. Without that, we have no help. We have no hope. But he says, because of him, he said, we have all the hope in the world, praise God. Amen. Praise. It says, it's the riches of glory. It says in Colossians 1, it's the riches of glory, praise God, that God pours out upon us. It's Christ in you. It's Christ in me. That's the hope of glory. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. We have been bought with a price. And he said, it's the riches of glory. He said, God sent the riches of glory down in the precious Lamb of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, to pay the price of sin. Amen. Glory, the riches of glory. What was that? That was Jesus. The best he had. See, the Father had the whole universe. He and the Son and the Holy Spirit put this thing together. Amen. You know, they talk about a Big Bang Theory. God said, let there be, and bang, it was. Amen. Praise the Lord. He put it all together. Amen. And he said, but we needed some help. So he said, we need help. So he sent the very best thing, the most priceless thing he had. He sent his Son. Amen. In the form of a little babe. Praise God. To earth. To be sin for me and you. That he would redeem us from our sin. Amen. Praise God. And from our purge your conscience from dead works to serve a living God. Amen. So we have hope and we have help. What? Or help and we have hope because it's all through the blood. It's through the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. But now notice what else we got. He said, I also have a home. Amen. We have help, we have hope, and we have a home. He says in verse 15, and for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament. that by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, that under the law, he said, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Amen. He said, through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, we receive help. He said, we receive hope. And he said, we're promised a home. Amen. Glory be God. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And he said, if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. You may be, praise God, if you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. So he gives us a home. So we have, verse 12 says we have an eternal redemption. Verse 14 says it's through the eternal Spirit. In verse 15 he says to an eternal inheritance. Amen. We have an eternal redemption. Amen. He said, in other words, we're bought once. We're paid for once. And we, when we accept and believe in the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ, we're saved. And he said, it's through the eternal Spirit, the Spirit of God. Amen. And he said, it offers us up the promise of eternal inheritance in the Lord Jesus Christ. How do we get all that? It's all through the blood. Amen.